Sorry, I was taking time talking to Tom Nisley about Jeopardy because that's what he's here to talk about. He is an 8-time champion. He has given us a book right now, though, a Reader's Book of Days, a daily almanac of the lives of writers. He lives in our fair town. But I just watched you on Jeopardy. I've just been happy to be meeting you because you are a Jeopardy champion.
Yeah, it's not a turn I expected my life to take.
I bow to you.
I accept all.
I was thinking I should just give you answers, and everything you say should be in the form of a question. But I won't do that to you. Actually, I do have a question, though, before we get to Jeopardy, because that's really... A Reader's Book of Days, Tom Nisley, True Tales from the Lives and Works of Writers for Every Day of the Year. We have the Farmer's Almanac. Writers have books already. Do writers really need another book about writers?
I think readers do. I think...
All right.
I mean, as a reader, I love reading about writers' lives and both, you know, kind of the big moments and the little moments. And I think readers kind of eat up these little details.
I enjoyed that for every day of the year you have the writer's life, but you also have the stories, the writer's characters' lives sort of intertwined
fiction. Yeah.
And I don't know if I can tell truth from fiction sometime. 1968, spoiler alert, Jason Bourne, the amnesiac with the skills and the Swiss bank account of a trained assassin. I mean, is this about Jason Bourne or is this about Robert Ludlum?
Yeah,
Jason Bourne, huh?
And I kind of tell the stories in a way that you're not sure until the end, perhaps, if it was real or not real.
Now, did you wake up one day and say, you know what I think the world needs is the Reader's Book of Days? Or did somebody say, Tom, you're doing pretty good with that Jeopardy thing, but you might want to
Well, we actually came up with this before Jeopardy.
Was that right?
I had an editor who we wanted to do a book together, and we thought this... I really wanted to tell stories about writers' lives, but then...
How come?
Because I'm a writer, I'm a reader. There's something about... Because writers' lives are not inherently interesting. They just sit at a table by themselves, usually.
That's what I...
but there is something about just sitting at a table and somehow coming up with something, a story or something that kind of lives forever, lives beyond them, that I'm kind of interested in when that magic happens.
You hold a PhD in English.
Yes,
so I guess
three blocks away.
Oh, you went to the UW?
Yeah.
So I guess you have to try to make the writer's life exciting after a while.
Yeah, although when I was in grad school, people weren't interested in writers' lives anymore. It was... the writer wasn't on a pedestal anymore.
Is that when you were starting to scrounge up trivia so that you were going to have a second career?
That if I had known, I would have been preparing better for Jeopardy. But yeah, that was.
Come on, you're an 8-time champion. Who else? Who was Ken Jennings? Did he go a little longer than you?
Just 74 games compared to 8. But
have you guys had a battle? Did you guys meet sometime? Where does he live? Does he live in Seattle?
Montlake Terrace.
Yeah. Did you guys meet somewhere in the middle and sort of toss trivia at each other?
Well, we've met. We kind of keep that. We kind of
really
friendly.
You're like gunslingers.
Although he made this great phone app. I forget what it's called, like Trivia Deathmatch, where you can actually play against him, where he timed how fast he answered these questions. And I beat him about a third of the time, which
That's
I consider
good.
A huge victory.
What made you go on Jeopardy?
The fact that it's so easy to take the online test.
You just were hanging out one day and said, let's do it?
I kind of had it in the back of my mind. That's something I always wanted to do. But if it had been any harder to do, I don't think I would have, you know, taken the trouble to do it.
Was the test easy compared to the game?
It's similar. It's 50 questions really fast, but it's the same kind of stuff.
Why do I see people there who struggle with that clicker, and then they're holding it up, like letting you know they're really smarter?
Exactly.
It's just that the clicker isn't working.
It's all about the clicker, yeah. Because you know most of the questions, 2 out of 3 or all 3 people know the answers, and so yeah. And the more you don't get in, the more frustrating it is. The more you want people to know that you really do know that answer too.
I think you were one of the guys. Either you did you hold it in front of you or behind you?
In front. I'm not. Yeah. Just, I think right-handed.
I watched you though.
I appreciate it.
I was checking. Then, of course, to find out that you were living here.
Yeah.
You were, well, you know, because how much earlier is it recorded than when it broadcasts?
3 months or so, usually.
Did you have to keep it all on the down low?
Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I blabbed a little bit.
Yeah. first of all, Alex Trebek, Nice guy or odd?
You don't. All you see is what you see on TV. He has
really?
His own little dressing room. He walks in from one side. You walk in from the other side.
He keeps it honest.
He keeps it honest, yeah. I think they are. I mean, in the whole quiz show thing, they're still, you know, the scandals from the 50s, they are very, they want to keep things on the up and up. But he's really into the game, which is really fun. Like, if the game is going well, if people are playing well, you can really tell
he
enjoys
true.
That, which is fun.
Did I got the impression when I was watching you that he was enjoying your successes.
I hope so. You feel like, you know, you want God to like you. It's like, I think it's like you hear comedians talk about Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live, like what a, you know, he's this mysterious figure and you want his approval. And I think Alex has that same role.
Now, I think you've been asked this before. I can't recall, though, what you said. Did you prep?
I prepped a little, like one long weekend before I went on the first time.
How did you, what did you prep with? The book, the Reader's Book of Days?
If I had had that, I would have.
Well, now the ulterior motive for this book. Another
There's
book
a
on
Jeopardy
the
test in January you can study up. No, presidents. There's things they come back to. There's some stuff. I had a whole category on gerbils, the game that I lost to finally.
Gerbils, the animal?
The animal. You can't prepare for that.
But, no, you can't.
But if you don't know the presidents, you're out of luck. You need to know geography. You need to know Academy Award winners, that kind of stuff.
What kind of questions did they ask you about gerbils? I don't recall.
There was one. I had a daily double, and it was on – they gave the Latin name for a gerbil, and you should – it was the Egyptian gerbil, and the something – it was – pyramid. I forget. I could have figured out if I had more time, but it's the one that haunts me.
Really? At night?
Yeah.
Gerbils!
Exactly.
Tom Nisley is the author of A Reader's Book of Days. He's written for The Stranger, Paris Review. He was an 8-time Jeopardy champ, and you say you're going back.
I am, yeah. They're holding a 30th anniversary tournament, the Battle of the Decades. I had to be voted in. They picked 42 people. From the history of the show, and then they had three spots where they actually had a fan vote, and I had, for a week, I had to get in touch with everybody I have ever met and ask them to vote for me on Jeopardy. So I get to go back again, and I think it'll air in early April. I haven't gone down to tape it yet. So
you just hammered out a Twitter campaign, a Facebook campaign to get people?
Twitter, Facebook, email, all the platforms.
What's your strategy?
When I go back?
Yeah.
I'm going to be more aggressive.
More aggressive?
Yeah, I kind of let the game come to me. Yeah, you kind of hunt for the daily doubles, bet big, because that's how I lost. And I went back for the Tournament of Champions and tried to play my regular game. And then this guy, Roger Craig, who's an incredible player, was way more aggressive than I was.
Will he be back?
He will be back.
Oh, grudge match.
Yeah. Ken Jennings will be there. Roger will be there. All my nemesis. Whatever the plural is.
Why is Jeopardy hold so much sway in our culture, do you think?
Yeah, it's really held on. I think because it's still the same game. They don't mess. There's no like reality show trappings. It's just 61 questions every show. I mean, it does help to know who Kim Kardashian is, but it also helps to know who Charles Dickens is, and you know that it's still full of content and it's still real people answering those questions. That it feels like a real experience.
It really does. It makes me want to pull off something like A Reader's Book of Days off the shelves so I can do some studying. True Lives from the Lives and Works of Writers for Every Day of the Year, as Ann Patchett has written on it. Finally, a book to live by or to practice for Jeopardy by.
Sure.
I'll be rooting for you.
All right.
I hope you'll come back and tell us stories.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
That would be great. Tom Nisley, he is an 8-time Jeopardy champion. He's going back, and he is the author of A Reader's Book of Days. This is The Record on KUOW.